With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Rental scams in Montana and across the U.S. have been on the rise for years, but COVID-19's slowdown of in-person property viewings and interactions with landlords may make it even harder for people to figure out what's legitimate online. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Hannah Stiff, the Montana director for the nonprofit organization Better Business Bureau, says COVID-19, the illness caused by the novel coronavirus, is affecting the housing market in a big way.
From people looking to buy a home to people renting, you know, a stranger probably does not want you in their home. So looking for an apartment is increasingly difficult for people.
As more interactions and transactions move online, Stiff says rental scammers are more likely to rip people off. She says they may use social distancing as an excuse for not letting people see the property before asking for a deposit or personal financial information.
In the wake of any sort of natural disaster or pandemic or chaotic event, scammers ramp up very quickly. They try to find ways to take advantage. So rental properties are going to be no different.
Last week, a woman from Bozeman named Anna, she asked that YPR didn't use her last name, noticed a promising Craigslist posting for a rental home. It was in a good location and the rent was cheap. The people who posted it said they were volunteering in New Jersey for a year and just needed a responsible person to take care of the house.
I had this sort of like, it's too good to be true feeling.
They asked Anna for a $500 deposit and said they would mail the keys to her. She asked to see the place first. They didn't respond. Anna found out it was a scam when she went to the address listed on Craigslist and talked to the person who lived there. Anna says looking for a new rental and moving during COVID-19 was already very stressful.
The anxiety around all of that, compounded by a scam, was for a moment, it felt like this is almost too much. But emotionally, I just was like, this is where it stops.
She said she reported the scam to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. The center reported victims from January through October last year lost more than $37 million collectively. Hannah Stiff with Better Business Bureau says the majority of people who encounter scam rental listings do not fall for them, but when victims do fall prey, one in three will lose more than $1,000. Stiff says most people think it will never happen to them, but scams can look very legitimate. She suggests four ways people can protect themselves.
Number one, watch out for the deals that are too good. That deal that promises low rent, extra amenities, great location, but it doesn't fit with the area.
She recommends seeing what other rental properties in the neighborhood are going for and using Google Maps to confirm the address listed in the ad actually exists. Number two, Stiff says look for the same listing in another city.
See if you find that exact same address, that exact same phone number, or that exact same email. That's a big red flag that this is a scammer who's just plugging this information in and seeing who falls for the bait.
Her third tip, see the place in person whenever possible.
If it is a very extenuating circumstance like we're going through right now with coronavirus, see if there's a way the landlord can walk you through that property.
Stiff says that could look like a Skype call or FaceTime. Her fourth tip is to look out for any odd requests for payment or personal financial information before you've seen the property. If you see a scam, Stiff says you should report it to Better Business Bureau's Scam Tracker, the Internet Crime Complaint Center, and Montana's Office of Consumer Protection. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox said in a press release last week that the state received 17 complaints related to the novel coronavirus. Most were about price gouging. Three were connected to cancellation policies. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.